Evan Smoke stood on the side of the building of Castle Heights, invisible against the dark exterior, his feet planted on the stone. The view? 21 stories straight down. The wind was less powerful than loud, roaring in his eardrums, all but drowning out the traffic sounds below. He paid out black rappelling rope from the mechanical descender, straps biting into his torso as his weight strained the harness. The improvised abseiling system was not designed for him to lower himself from his bedroom window in a controlled fashion. It was designed for him to run down the side of the building. He tested the holds once more, then began his sprint down the dangling length of black rope, his boots tapping across windows and stone. The bluish glow of 20B's television blurred underfoot, then the aquatic green of the fish tank in 19B, followed by the pitch black windows of 18B. Way below, the streetlights blinked from red to green and car horns bleated, the river of headlights lurch-stopping along Wilshire Boulevard. Next, 17B whipped by. The 16th floor passed in a flash, and then the 15th too was a memory. High tensile-strength nylon cord zipped through various figure eights on Evan's torso, frictioning through his gloves as he slowed, the 12th floor flying up at him. Peter's bedroom window was open, the kite string still tailing up to the balloon above, and Evan kicked off the stone, swinging out from the building, turning in a slow half-rotation, his original SWAT boots aimed at the 2-foot gap at the top of the pane. He swung through the pane, landing on his feet on the bright blue area rug beside the race car bed, already unclipping from his harness. Peter cowered against the footboard, covering his ears, his eyes squeezed shut. His desk chair was jammed beneath the doorknob. One of the men was knocking on the door. Hard, but not too loud. They didn't want to alert the neighbors. At the sound of Evan's landing, Peter's eyes opened. He did a literal double take, one hand sliding up across his blonde hair, leaving it askew. "Holy crap," he said. Evan held a finger to his lips.